Cold open. This is a declassified United States Air Force intelligence report titled Near Beebe Town, Iowa. Reference number 1958-08-8862955. Dated August 12, 1958. The document records an unidentified aerial phenomenon observed by civilian witnesses in central Iowa and was made publicly available through the Black Vault archive. Provenance. The report was released to the public by the Black Vault, hosted at archive.org under the entry titled 1958-08-86295 Near Beebe Town, Iowa. The digital transcription is available at https://archive.org/download/1958-08-862955 Near Beebe Town, Iowa, 1958-08-86295 Near Beebe Town, Iowa, DJVU, DDXT, No Specific Freedom of Information Act case number is listed. The declassification authority is indicated as the United States Air Force, Office of the Chief of Staff, through routine archival release. The document, Project 10073, Record Card 2. Location 4. Type of observation, visual. Number of objects 9. Course 12. Conclusions. Probable balloon. Probable aircraft. Probable atmospheric phenomenon. Probable meteoric. Probable astronomical. Other unidentified. Brief summary of sighting. Round white light compared to size of rising sun. Observer awakened by a light on bedroom wall, similar to that caused by headlights of automobile turning in driveway. Three other persons sighted bluish white to green object in same area. Comments. Probability of a meteor. Form J29. Revision 26, Evidence Base 62. Evaluation, unknown. Further details. The report notes that several persons in the Omaha and Lincoln, Nebraska area reported an intense light in the form of a flash, then a glowing green object trailing in a northerly direction during the early morning hours of August 12, 1958. The observation was evaluated, although the probability of a meteorite was considered. The report includes a statement from Colonel, United States Air Force, Chief of Air Intelligence, indicating that the sighting was cancelled pending further investigation. Weather at Offutt Air Force Base at 33:30, local time, August 12, 1958, clear visibility, 4 miles with ground fog and smoke at 32:36, and clear visibility 4 miles with ground fog and smoke at 34:31. No thunderstorms reported. Winds aloft at 6,000 feet were 340 degrees at 10 knots. At 10,000 feet, 310 degrees at 6 knots. At 16,000 feet, 300 degrees at 14 knots. At 20,000 feet, 350 degrees at 23 knots. At 30,000 feet, 340 degrees at 15 knots. At 1200 Z, winds aloft at 6,000 feet, 336 degrees at 9 knots. At 10,000 feet, 010 degrees at 19 knots. At 16,000 feet, 320 degrees at 24 knots. At 20,000 feet, 330 degrees at 20 knots. At 30,000 feet, 340 degrees at 42 knots. At 50,000 feet, 320 degrees at 21 knots. At 80,000 feet, 010 degrees at 12 knots. The report identifies the primary witness as a civilian wife of a farmer residing near Beebe Town, Iowa. Telephone number recorded as redacted. The witness reported that she was awakened by the light, but the object had disappeared before her husband could see it. She waited for public news regarding the object, but heard none by the time she reported it to the Air Force at 8 a.m. Local authorities in the Iowa Valley reported no knowledge of the sighting. The interview noted that the witness was not awakened by the light, as previously stated, but was already awake and observed the light moving from point X to point J at a low altitude, following a southwest course. No sound was reported, and the object eventually disappeared.